Same space, different words, or rapid spins. In my travels through Europe, the cityscape of Belgrade stood out. It was like something out of a strange dream, not a nightmare, just odd. The streets are lined by a hodgepodge of old Austrian-style buildings and brutally square communist architecture, sort of like Lego. The city is new to me. The people passing by are all neatly dressed, and there is hardly any rubbish on the streets. It's clean, but the main streets lack the Western brand shops like those that line Ginza. The graffiti is different to what I saw in Berlin. There are no anarchy symbols or Antifa stickers, but lots of Celtic crosses and swastikas of the neo-Nazis. It's all anti-EU and pro-Russia. I found it a bit uncomfortable. What made me more uncomfortable was witnessing the Roma people and their position in society. Of course, I knew that the Roma people are a minority in many nations across greater Europe and the world. And I knew that there was discrimination against them. But I never imagined how two different peoples could occupy the same space, but live in such different worlds. The majority of Serbians, mostly white people, the same neatly dressed people walking the streets, seem never to interact with Roma. But there is one place where their lives intersect, the rubbish bins. Belgrade is as clean as Tokyo, even cleaner in some places. One part of this is the rubbish bins all around the city. There is a bin every few meters. Non-overflow like the recycling bins next to vending machines in Tokyo. Clearly, someone is emptying them regularly. It had been the same in Sofia, Bulgaria. The main streets were clean and all lined with rubbish bins. I was sitting with my friends Peter and Hanukkah, whom I hadn't seen for many years. In fact, not since we'd graduated Gaidai together. We'd all just bought ice creams. Actually, this is funny. The clerk who sold me the ice cream spoke fluent English, and was the first person in Europe to comment on my appearance. I surely looked odd. A bearded, Asian man with a mohawk. Looking slick, he told me. I guess he was used to tourists, and this showed in the price of the ice cream too. Anyway, Peter, Hanukkah, and I were sitting on the bench, eating our ice creams, and I was sharing my impression of the city, especially how clean it was, and how convenient the rubbish bins were. It was during that discussion that the Roma man, wearing a fluorescent orange waistcoat and with a black plastic bag in his hand, began going through the rubbish bins. He was gathering the contents of the bins one after another. A young boy, who looked around 10 years old, probably his son, was helping him. They were both quick in their work, and the boy seemed to be used to his job. I didn't stop to think before I said out loud to them, "Good work on making the town clean, but shouldn't your kid be in school?" The Roma man ignored me. I thought perhaps he didn't hear. So I said loudly to Peter and Hanukkah, loud enough that the man and his son would certainly hear, "Shouldn't he be in school?" Peter gave a small nod, but he looked really uncomfortable. I looked around. The neatly dressed people passing by didn't seem to even notice the Roma man and his child. They didn't antagonize them or bully them. In a way, it was worse. They just ignored them. During my travels, I couldn't stay quiet about how uncomfortable this made me. I'd asked friends in Bulgaria and Serbia, and Austria and Berlin, but the answer was always the same. Yes, there is a problem with discrimination against Roma. Everyone would say that. There are good Roma. Most people would say that too. But almost everyone would add, "But there are dangerous ones too. Single, be careful with Roma." I don't think these people are racist, not at all. In fact, almost all of the people I met in my travels have been wonderful and have lots of compassion and concern for the world. But also, they all lived in the first world. That world that the neatly dressed people walking the main streets live in. I wonder how many of them have imagined the other world, shared in the same space, but connected only by the rubbish bins. I wonder how many have thought about how the other half lived. Perhaps it was easier for me to see, because I was looking on these two worlds from outside. I don't live there. Traveling with friends is fun, especially when they're good friends of 10 years or more. But sometimes their views of things can hinder my understandings. If you live in a place too long, or belong too strongly to one group, your biases can begin to cloud your vision.